work, huh? Mm-hmm. You can go into Munich and then you can go home. So we stay overnight on a bench. In the morning we came into Munich. In the Munich I went into my home.
Yeah.
Then I had my
apartment. Which home?
I had an apartment.
No one had been in it since then?
No. I had the key. Because I was the only Jew in that subway. Survived. So I was with the policeman and the mayor from the little town.
You knew them?
I knew them when I moved in.
Yeah, and they were good to you.
They were very good to me. Because maybe they wanted to make themselves good.
Yes. Make up for what had happened in the war.
So they said, a Nazi's living here and here. Take his apartment.
Yes.
So I went there and I told him, get out. Mm-hmm. He wants to take his belongings. I said, you can take it.
Yeah.
I had a three-room apartment.
Yeah.
Nice apartment.
And he just left that easily?
Yes.
Yes.
So there I was living there, and we used to go to the DP camp.
Yes.
And he used to do a little black market, you know.
Selling, buying,
you know, to survive.
Yes.
We didn't want to go away for the Germans.
You could have, but you didn't want to.
Yeah, no. We said we worked long enough for them.
Yeah. So you and your wife now lived in this apartment?
Yes.
In the fall of 45. Yes. That's when I was born.
Next was an army camp. An American army warehouse.
Yeah.
So at that time, 47, 48, they needed guns.
Well, wait a minute now. We're in 45.
No, this was 46 already.
Well, you were back in Munich in the fall of 45, weren't you?
45, yeah.
You and your wife moved back in the apartment. So what happened over that winter? Nothing important?
Nothing important, no.
No, you just lived. You were a young married couple.
Right.
Of course, so, I wouldn't mind hearing some of her story, but I guess we can hear that later, or if at all. We don't have to.
No,
anyway, she was a survivor from another camp.
Right.
And you gradually heard what her story was, of course.
Yeah, she was... Her camp, she was in Chesterhof.
And Ravensburg, was she not?
And then she was in Ravensburg.
Yes. Where was she from originally?
Plotsk.
Which is Poland?
Poland, yes.
P-L-O-T-S-K.
P-S-K.
Plotsk. Yeah.
It's near Warsaw.
Near Warsaw.
Yeah.
And then in the spring of 46, in 46, what happened?
46, I was doing the black market.
That's what you were making a living at.
That's it,
making a living. Doing okay?
Yes.
Because a lot of guys were making money in Europe.
No, I didn't make it, just survive.
Just enough.
Then we went for the whole holidays.
Which holidays? Christmas?
No, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur.
Of what? 45 or 46?
46.
Yes. Fall of 46.
Fall of 46. We went to conduct services. Conduct services.
Yes.
So they came in, American soldiers came in.
Yeah.
Jewish guys.
Yeah.
I met a guy.
Yes.
He said he's from Brooklyn.
Yes. What was his name?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I said, I got relatives in America. He said, where, do you know the address? I said, I don't know the address. I know the town because I remember.
What was the name of the town?
Patterson, New Jersey.
Patterson, New Jersey. You had remembered that name?
That name, yes. He said, what's your uncle's name? I say, Isaac Neumann. Newman.
Newman?
Yeah. He wrote away to his mother a letter.
Who did? This guy did.
Yeah. And she put an announce in the Jewish paper. And after 4 weeks, he brings me a letter from my uncle.
He put an announcement in the Jewish paper in New York?
In New York, yeah.
Daily Forward.
Yeah. And he
a personal that.
Yeah. And he got me, 4 weeks later, he got me a letter from my uncle.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So that guy really did you a lot of good.
Yeah. So, So then was a warehouse in ammunition.
I beg your pardon?
A warehouse in ammunition.
Was what?
The Americans had a warehouse. It was a camp in the German camp.
Yeah.
But they converted it for a warehouse.
For munitions.
Ammunition. Guns.
You weren't living there, though.
I was living a block away from this.
In your apartment?
Yeah.
Still.
So, as we needed for Israel, I bought some guy gave me money, dollars, to be bought by the American soldiers in the Polacks by heating, watching.
The
Polish army.
You had been buying guns to send to Israel?
To send to Israel.
All along, you guys have been doing that?
Till end of 46.
Yeah, that was one of the things you were doing.
Yeah. I was buying truckloads.
Of guns?
Of guns.
And sending them to Israel?
Sending
them
to
Israel.
A lot.
That was good.
Yeah, they sent me to Israel in 1946. My uncle sent me a visa. Papers.
Well, now, you were going to say something about the Polish, though, that were watching.
They were watching. Could them be boarded?
From the Poles?
Yeah. Because they were an American, they list themselves in the American army. But they couldn't go in the army. They just were...
Polish, not Jewish.
Not Jewish. And they were just...
Intermediaries for you.
Something like this.
Yeah, all right.
So, because for them, you get them a bottle...
Of wine.
Whiskey or something, you know, you can buy...
A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. We bought cigarettes
because
over there was a warehouse. They had everything there, chocolate.
So you really helped the Israeli war effort.
Yeah. So in 1946, I get from the CIA, I get a letter that I have to come to them.
To the CIA?
Yeah. The interrogation.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause in Munich?
In Munich. I'm going to the United States to interrogate me.
Your uncle had applied.
Yeah. So I was happy. I went there.
Yeah.
They told me what to do, you know, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
1947, we went to the United States.
When? What time of year?
We came in 1947, April.
You came in over on the boat?
On the boat, yeah.
From where? Where did it leave Europe?
Bremen. Bremenhaven.
Left from Bremen to New York?
To New York, yeah.
On a nice boat?
No, an army boat.
An American army boat?
An army boat, yeah.
When did it leave Bremen? February or something?
No, they had, in between, we had a strike in the Marines.
Yeah? So you had to wait in Bremen a while?
We had to wait about 2 months in Bremen.
Anything happen there? Did you get in any fights?
No fights. So we came into the United States, my uncle.
April 47.
47.
Tell me what it was like.
On the boat, they give us chicken and white bread. White bread we never saw. We were eating the thing is cake.
It tasted good. It
tastes so good.
You mean like Wonder Bread or something like that?
And I remember people got sick. They were vomiting.
Why?
Because on the boat.
Oh, yeah. Did you?
I never got sick. So we were sitting by the table.
You could eat everything you wanted.
And I'd see some people puking, you know. And then I'd take my tray, I turned it on, and I was eating. And I was good. Twice. 3 times for food.
Oh, yeah, up to the...
Yeah, because I never saw good
food.
Did
you dance?
No.
Now, you entered New York Harbor.
Yeah, my uncle was waiting.
What was it like to see the United States?
So tall buildings.
Yeah, as you came into the harbor, you saw the Statue of Liberty?
Statue of Liberty, yeah.
What did it feel like?
I feel like I was happy as can be.
Happier than you'd ever been?
Happy, my whole life I never was so happy. I kissed the ground when I got off the boat.
It was unbelievable.
Unbelievable, so I was...
What did you think of the buildings? you couldn't believe it.
I was amazing.
You had never seen anything like it.
Then he took me into Patterson.
Oh, wait a minute now. Your uncle met you at the boat?
At the boat, yeah.
Did you guys hug?
Oh, yes. We hugged, we kissed. We
you, had never, you had never seen him?
I never saw him.
A picture before?
Pictures, yes, but...
was there a family resemblance at all?
No.
None?
No.
To anybody in your family?
No.
He was your uncle?
Yes, no, she was my aunt, my father's brother.
I beg your pardon? His wife was your aunt?
Yeah.
He wasn't your real uncle?
No.
The wife was your aunt?
Right.
So there's a family resemblance with her, maybe?
A little bit, yeah. So...
So it was nice to... What was it? What's his name? Not that it matters, but...
Newman,
yeah.
And then I have another uncle. My father's a brother.
Well, wait a minute. Now, let's not get ahead of the story. So, he picked you up there at the boat.
Yeah.
Down on the Fulton Street. Or wherever the hell it is.
Delancey? I didn't remember.
Yeah. He picked you up in his car. What kind of car
did
he
have? No, he had no car.
He had no car?
No. We went by bus.
You took a bus through Newark?
No, not Newark. The state of Paterson, New Jersey.
Right to Paterson?
Yeah.
From the bus station? The
bus station, yeah. We walked a long time to the bus station, the bus depot.
You walked through New York?
Yeah.
What was it like?
I was amazing.
Were you looking up at the buildings?
Buildings, yeah.
Unbelievable?
Unbelievable.
What did you feel like?
I feel...
Happy?
Happy. I don't know what...
Felt like $1 million.
So we came into Paterson.
So you got to say some things because if we're going to...
Yeah.
Yeah?
We get into Paterson, so I said to my uncle, I'm a tailor.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to work. He said, well, you were in hell for 6 years. Take a rest.
You wanted to go to work for him?
No, no.
What did he do, your uncle?
He was retired, an old man.
He was retired?
Yeah. He was...
He's no longer living.
No, no. He had a store, carpet, earthwork.
Yeah, carpet store.
Yeah, but he was retired.
You wanted to work for somebody as a tailor?
Yeah.
And so he says no.
I said, Uncle, you know...
Is this 47 still?
Still 47.
Yeah.
I said, Uncle, you know here the people... I don't know nobody.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you just came, you were 6 years in hell. Take a rest.
Yeah.
You got food, you got everything. I didn't feel like staying, eating off, you know.
His charity.
So he didn't want to go and be even, I should have stopped.
Yeah.
So I went out the street and I met another refugee.
Yeah.
I said to him, I'm going to go on the tail, I'm going to work in a little park, the old refugees get together.
Yeah.
He said, if you want to meet me tomorrow morning in this corner,
yeah,
and I'll take you to my boss.
Yeah.
He was working on the shop.
Yeah.
So I come there, and the boss was an Italian and a Jewish for partners.
Yeah.
So I went up with him in the morning, and he went in the office.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't speak any English, so I was speaking a little bit Italian, so he asked me what kind of language I speak. I said, Polish. German, Jewish, Russian,
yeah,
a little bit Italian. I said, I'm an Italian, pure talk. I said, I took a little bit, I just started talking to him.
Yeah.
He hired me.
Yeah.
$25 a week.
That feel like a lot?
Like a lot, like $1 million.
Like $1 million. It was a good wage.
A good wage. So I was working there, so we took it at an apartment.
In Paterson?
In Paterson.
What's Paterson like?
A little town. Nice little town. We took a furnished apartment by an older lady. We paid $10 a month.
$10 a month for a furnished apartment.
Yeah. So, and I was getting 25 that time that he took up an income tax.
Not much.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So I came home with $25 clean. So we saved up in $25.
Yeah.
We saved up. In 4 months, we saved up $400.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Then I was working with an Italian woman.
Mm-hmm.
She did the same job I did.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me, she got $50 a week, but me, you get 25.
Yeah.
So she said to me, for you is the best thing in New York.
I beg your pardon?
For you is the best thing in New York.
Who told you that again?
The Italian woman.
Yeah.
She said, because here, they're going to use you out.
Yeah.
In New York, you go to the union, you get a better job, you can make more money because you're a mechanic.
Uh-huh. You're a good tailor.
Yeah, so I got into contact with some bondsmen.
A refugee
of my town.
From your town, actually?
Yeah.
From your town in Poland? In
Poland, yeah.
How many were there? In Paterson, there were a few?
Not in Paterson, but in New York.
Oh, there were a few?
Yeah, because they had
a... Did you know them?
I know them from my own town.
Must have been quite something to see them again.
So, because every town in New York has a society.
A society.
Yeah, like old from the same town.
What do they call those again? A Verein? No.
A Landsmannschaft Society.
Yeah, a Landsmannschaft Society. Right.
Yeah. So, right away, I don't know how, I don't remember how to find out the address.
Yeah.
I called them up. They were very happy to hear from me. They said, come to New York. I said, I don't know how to travel. And they were a little longer there. They knew already. So they come to pick me up to Paterson, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
They bring me up to this organization.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, they know me from Europe as a mechanic. They said,
yeah,
here you can make much more money.
Yeah.
So here I'm afraid to leave the job.
Yeah.
Because I never know what's going to be in New York.
Yeah.
This was 1947. I go in to Patterson. I stay with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is alone home. And I work. And I said to my wife, you call up my boss, tell him I'm sick. Because until I get the job here. So I got the job for $100 a week, not $25, $100 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it very much. I was working a week already. Then I was going to my boss. I told him, I said, look.
$100 a week?
Yeah.
Felt good.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
So I said to my boss, I said, look, I can't work with this money. I can make a living. I'm moving to New York.
Yeah.
So he said, he's going to give me $50, $70 a week.
Really? Your yeah. boss? Yeah. All of a sudden started bidding up. He wanted yeah. you that badly. You yeah. were a good worker?
Sure. But I was a tailor. I could make a whole garment.
Yeah. You mean there weren't that many good ones?
No. There was section work. He could throw me in any section.
And you could do it?
I can do it.
So all of a sudden he bid it up
yeah.
from 25 to
he,
70.
He wanted to give me $100 already. I said, nothing to
it. Oh, my God.
I said,
that's quite an amazing thing.
I said, if you could use me out.
For 25.
For 25. Now you're going to give me 100. I said, I wouldn't work for you if you give me $500 a week.
Oh, my God.
So I had, in my town, an old-timer. He was a long time in New York.
Yeah.
I didn't even know him.
But in New York, yeah.
But New York, he wasn't that society.
Mm-hmm.
He was the president. He had a chain of cleaning stores.
Yeah.
He sent, well, someday he sent a truck of his. Yeah. And then I was looking for an apartment in New York. In New York, was the apartments very scarce.
It was hard to find.
Yeah. So I find myself an apartment in Harlem.
In Harlem?
Yeah. A cold flat, four flights up.
Yeah.
To walk up. I had no furniture. So as I, he sent a truck on Sunday, took my few things what I got, I didn't got much, I got no furniture, nothing. We moved into New York to that apartment. For the $400, because I have to buy a stove, I have to paint
yeah.
the apartment, because the landlord doesn't want to do nothing. So I spent the whole $400.
A lot of black people around there?
Oh, yes.
You had never seen them before, probably.
No, I saw them, not in Europe, but saw them in Germany, in the army, in the
yeah.
soldiers. They got the apartment, I went to work, I remember it was the place closed up somehow, and I had no work.
Oh, yeah, the place you were hired at closed
yeah,
up.
After a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no money because I was spending the money to buy a little table,
mm-hmm.
bed, you know, mattress, and I didn't have nothing. I didn't even get a nickel for the subway because I walked from 100th Street till 15th Street in the west side. I would say it's about 10 miles.
Yeah.
I never
looking for a job.
I went to the union, looking for a job.
Yeah.
I've been out early in the morning, I came there by 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
I come there and they sent me for a job. So I said to the man in the union, I said,
how was your English by this time?
No, nothing.
Still not good. You were speaking Yiddish?
Yiddish. Because in the union, there were Jews.
So you could speak Yiddish?
Yeah. Then. So I said, he said to me, he gave me an address, I said, how will I go there? He said, you take the subway. I said, I have no money for the subway.
Yeah.
So he gave me $1.
For the subway?
For the subway. At home, I got my oldest son was 10 months old.
Yeah.
I didn't even have a bottle of milk to buy it.
Yeah.
So we used to give him liquid warm
water.
Did
you feel bad now that you had dropped the other guy in Patterson?
Yes.
You felt like you should go back there?
Right. Matter of fact, I went back there.
Yes, he wouldn't hire you.
Yeah, he would hire me, but then I was back a couple of days, then somebody else gave me a job.
In New York.
In New York, and I was ready to start on the quarter.
Oh, yeah.
And I started to work, then I got myself a better apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Also in Harlem, with the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And was not on the fourth floor, was on the second floor to walk up.
Yeah.
And I had already a good thing going. Then I was living in Holland. My son was out at the time.
Yeah. Now, when are you going to start your business? Is that going to be soon, Willie? Because I think we're going to make this the last tape, see, so...
No, I didn't mention the business.
But you started a coat business.
Yeah,
eventually.
I didn't want to mention it.
But when does that come?
No, this comes late.
49?
No.
Later than that?
Later than that.
You worked at a variety of jobs?
Right.
And your own business doesn't come till when?
Till the end.
What?
The late 60s.
Late 60s?
Yes.
You were working for people until the late 60s?
Late 60s.
More and more money?
Well, sure. I used to make $500 a week.
What were you working as?
As a floor buyer.
Floor buyer?
A floor buyer.
What does that mean?
Oh, you buy fours.
Fours?
Yeah.
Furs.
Furs. Yes. I don't know how
a fur buyer?
Yeah.
Yeah, what else? What other kinds of jobs did you
take? Foreman.
A foreman, yeah.
Yeah.
In what kind of a company?
Oh, I was working, what are the names?
So always a garment kind of company?
In the garments. In the
always. Furs, clothes. Ladies wear?
Men's wear, ladies wear.
Brassieres, maybe?
No. Just
men's wear, ladies wear, first.
Uh-huh.
Tailoring always or not always tailoring? Sometimes just teaching?
Teaching, yeah. I used to break in factories.
You break them in?
Yeah.
Break in new workers?
New workers, yeah.
Puerto Ricans, maybe?
Puerto
Ricans. Italians?
Italians, colored people.
Yeah, everything.
Everything.
And you got a house eventually?
No, from there, from Holland.
Yeah.
Somebody told me there's an apartment available in the Bronx.
In the Bronx. So you took that one?
I took that one.
Better.
Better.
How long did you stay there?
It's a better neighborhood.
How long did you stay there?
Stay in Holland.
In the Bronx.
In the Bronx, I was staying from 53 to 61.
61. Riverdale, maybe?
No.
No.
In the Bronx. Near the zoo.
Near the zoo, yeah, okay. And then from 61, where did you go?
I bought a house in Long Island.
In Long Island. But
yeah.
You were still working for somebody, always?
Yes. Till 65.
And then you met somebody?
Then I was working that place.
What place?
In that garment center.
Yes,
And we... One partner quit.
One partner quit?
Yeah. And I said to the other boss, I said, how about taking me in for a partner?
Yes.
He said, well, you need about $75,000.
Jewish guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, I didn't got so much money.
Yes.
I saved up $15,000.
Yeah, you put it as a down payment?
I said, I put down the $15,000. I said, at the end of the year, whatever profit it is.
Take it.
So he agreed because I told him I'm going to leave. He didn't want to lose me.
He didn't want to lose you. Well, yeah. What had your position been? Like a manager, sort of? Or a...
Yes, everything.
Yeah.
Managing the place, go to the contact.
Fur buyer?
Yeah.
It was a fur company?
No. We make cows on the colts. Four cows.
Oh, fur collar.
Yeah.
It was a fur collar making company?
Yeah, we make the garment, and in the end we put on the fur collar.
So it's a ladies' wear place?
Right.
Yeah. Coats?
Yeah, so I told him, I said, you got a choice. Oh, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Or you take me to the party.
Yeah, you put it to him.
Yeah, so he didn't want to lose me, so
he
took me to the party.
Yeah.
This was 65.
Yeah.
So I was a partner, made a lot of money.
Yeah.
And we were in business.
And it went good. Better? Should the business get better?
Much better. Because I was more interested and we started to go and...
You watch what was going on?
You watch what was going on and...
Hired and fired employees? You only had good employees?
No. I was very good to employees. I...
Got the right ones?
I got the right ones and people was good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you liked living in New York?
I liked living in New York until 76.
Yes.
I came to...
Victoria.
Not Victoria. Falcon Beach for a holiday.
Yes.
And I had a heart attack.
You had a heart attack?
Yeah. So I couldn't work no more, so... Then they paid me out. The other guy.
You sold out?
Sold out.
He's still there?
No. After a year he went broke.
He closed up. He went broke?
Yeah. Then my kids moved here.
Mm-hmm. They moved here after you were here?
No, before, 1971 they moved here.
So you came out here to see them?
See them, yeah.
Yeah.
So I took sick in Falcon Beach.
Yes.
Then I couldn't work.
Yeah. You only have two boys?
Two boys, yeah.
Yeah.
So then the grandchild came.
There you were. You came out here.
Then I came out here.
Yes. Now, as a last part, I would like you to...
So you got the whole history.
Yeah, well, more or less. I'd like you to say a little bit about what you think about the Holocaust and your attitude toward the Germans and what has your attitude been?
The attitude was very bitter to the Germans.
Bitter?
Very bitter.
After the war?
After the war.
Did you see Germans in New York?
No.
But
no.
You had a bitter attitude.
I got a very bitter attitude. If I saw a swastika.
Yes.
My heart was start beating like anything.
You'd want to kill.
I want to kill. Then once I remember we took a tour to
where?
But the Nazis are in the...
In the States?
In the States, yeah.
Where?
Carolina.
You went down there?
And we passed by, and I saw this.
In...
Flags.
Yes.
I think there's a town in there.
I don't know. You mean you were going down into the South?
Yeah.
On a vacation?
Yeah, and I passed by with the boss. We saw this because I was...
Horrified?
Horrified.
You wanted to fight?
I was ready to jump off the bus and go and kill them.
And your boss wouldn't let you?
No.
Who were you with? Your boss of this coat factory?
No. We went with a tour.
Yeah.
A tour. Just
with the bus tour, yeah. So anyway, yeah. But you didn't do it.
No. I'm still, you see...
Yes?
We're living in a civilized world. Right?
Yeah, on the surface.
Yeah. And I don't know what I hear and I saw in the Saturday Night magazine. What's going on in Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
Anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
The Marx.
Yeah.
The Jews. I don't know how people can reel.
Can what?
How people can reel mean...
Believe
that this.
So you're still very, very bitter.
I'm very bitter.
Yes. And your attitude toward Israel has always been a strong one?
Yes.
Give to Israel?
Give to Israel. And I'm always for Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So your attitude really hasn't changed toward the Nazis. Would you buy a German car?
No.
You would not buy a German car.
As a matter of fact, I could buy
A German car.
A German car, and I refuse it.
You would not buy one?
No. No German products.
No German product. No. So Do you feel that the Western world knows enough about the Holocaust and everything?
They knew it.
Even then?
Even then. Because they got spies all over the
world.
Sure.
And you feel that they could have done.
They could have done a lot of things and they didn't do it.
And so you feel bitter about all the people that have died.
That's right.
Your family and so on.
So not only Jews died.
Yes, a lot of people.
A lot of people. Gentile people.
Yes. And any other... final remarks or on your attitude or so on? Happy that you have survived?
I'm happy I've survived, yes. Very happy.
I think it's a bit of a miracle.
It is a miracle.
It's
because a lot of people ask me how I survived. I said, I didn't know.
Luck.
God was good to me. I believe in God.
Still do?
Yes.
You pray? When you pray, you feel like you're praying to God?
God, yes.
Thanking Him?
Thanking Him, that's right. He gave me... Actually, I was a dead man. They forgot to bury me.
That's what you feel when you go to a hospital or something.
Right. When I was sick, a heart attack,
mm-hmm.
The doctor said to my wife, if he survived 72 hours...
Yes, he'll make it.
He'll make it.
Out of your heart operation?
No.
Yes.
So I said to the doctor, what do you mean 72 hours? I heard he didn't say in front of me.
Yeah.
So I said to the doctor.
Yeah.
I'm a dead man.
Yeah.
They forgot to bury me. He couldn't understand what I
meant. Couldn't understand what you meant.
Yeah. So the next day he was thinking I'm maybe...
a little crazy under the drugs.
Crazy or something. So the next day he came over to me and said, why do you mean you're a dead man? They forgot to bury you.
Mm-hmm.
I show my number.
Yeah.
He said, oh, that's a different story.
Yeah.
He said, me 72 hours, an hour.
Yeah.
Whatever God give me.
But do you find that Canadians, even nowadays, do you really think they know what went on? I mean, they're pretty ignorant of all of that, don't you think?
I talked to a lot of Canadians, not Jews.
Yes, in the street.
Some of them didn't even know it, or they didn't want to know.
They don't want to know.
Some of them didn't even know it.
Do you talk about these things?
Yes, I'm not ashamed.
And they don't seem to be curious?
Some of them, yes.
Some are curious?
Yeah.
Some are learning something for the first time?
Right. They say they were reading the paper that saw the pictures, the Holocaust pictures.
Yeah, but you think on the whole the information has not been good?
No.
Uh-huh. And you'd like to rectify that to understand?
I'd like to rectify it and people should understand because
yes,
we live in a civilized world.
Yes.
And everybody should be equal.
Yes.
I have no prejudice.
Mm-hmm. Against anybody?
Anybody except the Germans.
Still?
Yeah, because you're not going to tell me the Germans didn't know what they're doing.
You think they knew?
Sure they knew.
Mm-hmm.
So, but to me, everybody's the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it should be. I was always, even in my youth, I had Polish friends.
You were a Democrat.
I was a Democrat always.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where we'll probably end today.
Yeah.
Okay. Now...